your grades here. C.J. Stroud, 10 for 21. Clint, 86 yards passing. Obviously, he's under 50% completion. Zero touchdowns, zero turnovers, zero picks. He was sacked four times. He did have five carries, 19 yards, picked up a big first down in the second half. How would you grade C.J. Stroud's performance, Clint?
I'd give – this is a tough one for me because it's – it's impossible to play the position when you're not protected, especially for four quarters, the rate in which he was. But there are moments, I think after the rewatch, I think there's two balls that he would like to have back from a standpoint of where pocket was collapsing, but he should have – C.J. Stroud's got to make the throw, both of them underneath throws. I think the situational stuff, like I've said before, CJ's got to get, and he's accelerated his NFL career and experience and expectations come with it. At some point in time, a lot of what happens on the field in terms of situational football, when the offense is on the field, I think a lot of that has to partially fall at the feet of CJ Stroud. So, I'd give CJ a B minus probably. The situation at the end of the game, throwing the 10-yard out route out of bounds, allowing him to keep the timeout, throwing short of the sticks, like that whole scenario, not being on the same page with the head coach, not really understanding what you're trying to get accomplished there. At some point, C.J. Stroud's got to take control of those situations. It's not about Bobby. It's not about D'Amico. Like the quarterback takes it, and then. The couple of throws that he had that I think he probably wishes
there was one
he
on
had
third
back.
Down to Dalton Schultz that was a little bit behind
that's,
him.
That's one of them, and then there was one where it was to his left again. I think it was Tank, and I don't know if he thought he was going to run a different route or if he was just trying to get rid of it because there was a little bit of pressure. But he misses him. He skipped it to him, and it should have been he should have made that throw.
Yeah.
So I would say a B minus. I mean, there's a huge plus in the fact that he didn't make it worse by turning the football. As much as he got hit, he could have turned it over. As much as he was pressured, he could have made some ill-advised throws and didn't. I'll go with a solid. Just a B is where I'd go with it.
A B. All right. I see some coming in. I give CJ a C minus, but we almost won the game with his worst game ever. C plus from the text line. CJ's grade in isolation is a D. His grade accounting for the offensive line is a B minus. C, he showed his frustration, leader's lead, and that's the first time I saw him out of sorts, and he couldn't rally the troops. That was interesting there. Not seeing CJ get ticked off like or he's slamming the helmet on the ground. Somebody said Clint stop, that man gets an F. I can't give him an F. I would say I'm in the C minus range. Had he turned the ball over, I think we're going lower than that. I'm in the C minus range. Look, I mean I understand he didn't have time and there was pressure and it was, and I think that's a big piece of it, but Clint, if you go back and watch it at some point, right, you had to adjust to what your offensive line is bringing you as well. And I watched the second half again this morning, and there were just points where yes, he hit his back step, and damn it, right now, like you did last year, you got to get it out. You got to get it out. And he wasn't doing it. And there were, and I'm not saying all the time, but there was like a third and four early in the second half where it resulted into the first drive. It results into a sack. He hits his back foot. Damn it, you know what you're in. You know what time it is. You see that they're walking everybody up. You see, you got to get that thing out. And he was so good at that last year where he was getting it out. And I think there were opportunities for him to do that. But man, like the guy on the other side had two interceptions, man, and had damn near a 50% higher, passer rating than you had on the other side, man. 10 for 21, 86 yards. That was tough. And I think when we look at protection, I believe some of that has to do with him. Now, some when they're just getting their asses kicked or Titus is having Schultz or Culver or Stover stepping on his foot like that, you can't control that. But some of the free rushes, just corners and safeties just rushing off the edge free. Like some of that, many times is the quarterback. Like that guy's you. Like that, we see that guy, everybody up here. That guy's you, and he's just not. There was no moving over. So I think some of the pressure stuff is on him, you know how I talked about he has the fixer in him.
Yeah.
Just from an emotional standpoint and plays a couple of times. The one to Hutch was a big time play there and a big time throw, which I heard Vandy say play of the game to that point. But we didn't get a lot of that to me. And so I think the best part about it is you said he didn't turn the ball over and make it. But he was clearly frustrated. And we can talk about this a little bit more this week, Clint. But the one thing we kept saying in the offseason is, yo, let them see it. Get a tape for a year. Let them get 17, 18 games of him and Bobby Slowick and what this offense does and potentially what the weaknesses are. And, Clint, it is two games that stand out big time that when he gets pressure, and this isn't great. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks don't deal well with, but when you heat him up, he's not handling it great. Minnesota, that's what – I mean, we know what Brian Flores is about. And then it's coming from different angles, and he confused him. And the offensive line, when he gets heated up, he's throwing helmets. He's skipping throws. He's missing throws. There were times where he had time, and he ran out of the pocket when the pocket actually hadn't collapsed. That might be the book. We might start seeing – not might. We're going to see teams do exactly what the Vikings and the Packers did in these games until the Texans – get out of it. And I think Nico helps, but we're going to start seeing, like, okay, we're going to play, as you said, we're going to play these dudes tight, and we are going to come and heat him up because he is not responding well to it.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not privy to the information in terms of how they're getting to where they're getting with the protection. I don't know. I think the one thing for me that will tell me more is the all 22. If there are, like you mentioned, the time you got to hit your back foot and get the ball out. If there are guys that are open, or if there are guys that are even running one-on-one routes and appear to be where he needs to go with the football, then that would change my grade drastically. That's the one thing for me that I just don't know. The jury's still out for me on this particular football game. I don't know what was available and what wasn't available. When it comes to the protections and stuff, like, it's hard for me, given what we know about C.J. Stroud and how cerebral he is and how well he processes things.